Everyone would stand for the Pledge of Allegiance, please.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
You can remain standing. Pastor Wamsley from the Waterford Church will say the invocation.
Father, we thank you that you tell us to pray on earth as it is in heaven. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And Father, we pray that in this city, your will be done here on earth as it is in heaven. Father, we just pray for our city council here. We ask that you would give them wisdom, give them knowledge, discernment, and understanding. Father, that as you bless this city, our leaders will be a blessing to the city. We ask it in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. You may be seated. Clerk, if you call the roll, please.
Alderperson Sally Clark.
Here.
Jim Long.
Here.
Brad Ward's absent. Kendall Miller.
Here.
Kim Pascal's absent. John Spotlow.
Here.
Mayor Leiferry.
Here. All right. Having a quorum, we'll move on to the minutes from the last meeting. I ran a chance to look at those. Anybody have any questions, additions, corrections of those minutes? If not, if I have a motion to approve those minutes.
Motion to approve.
I'll second that.
Have a motion and a second to approve the minutes of the last meeting. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Moving on, the treasurer is absent this evening.
Yeah.
Mr. Collins, do you have anything for us?
I double checked on that service against the owner of the 627 North Main property. They were served by certified mail on January 10th. That puts us at February 9th as their deadline to set aside the default. If they don't file anything after that point, we can enter upon the property and demolish it.
Very good.
Oh, after February 9th,
very
right?
Good.
Correct.
Okay.
Oh, unless you hear otherwise from me.
Okay.
All right, moving on. Engineer is not present. Public comments and petitions. Anyone from the public wish to address this board? Anyone? All right. Moving on. Committee and reports. Finance and insurance and zoning. Alderperson Sally Clark.
Nothing to report this time.
Thank you. Sewer, Alderman Spotlow. Streets and alleys, Mr. Miller.
I have nothing at this time.
How about water? Nothing?
Water, Melrose is back up.
Yeah, I think so.
I thought they were. Right.
Melrose and then the main street
Got
away from us. It wasn't as bad as we thought. All right, police and ESDA, Brad is absent. And utilities, publications, public buildings and grounds, Mr. Jim Long.
The only thing I know would be, and everyone would know, I wouldn't, but Clifton, I think, was over to the visitor center giving us a bid on the floor, so.
Okay.
You get a bid.
We don't have it.
Not that I know of.
Okay. He's looked at it, so.
All right, so is that?
We'll have to table it.
Okay, that's what we're going to talk about in unfinished business, and we won't have anything, so we'll have to table that. Okay,
yeah.
That's what I was asking. Okay, thank you. Tourism, Kim is absent. Tiff, John, do you have anything?
No, just the meeting they had the other day.
Citizens Committee and Christmas Committee. I don't see Amanda.
Amanda couldn't come.
And I saw Kenny earlier, but I didn't get a chance to talk to him. He was just waving. So, all right. Moving on. Public Works Report. Evan, what do you have for us?
As you all know, we had a water leak Sunday. Illinois and Melrose, we had to shut it off, cut a section out, put a boil order in place, and that was lifted today. We got another leak here on Lincoln and Main Street. Not quite sure where it's going. We found a clay tile under there for the storm. Now the water's going in it, but I got a gentleman coming tomorrow morning if the weather ain't too bad. And he's going to try to leak locate it for us and mark a spot for us to dig up and fix whatever's going on over there. But now we've just been painting, redoing wastewater, painting it all up.
Thank you, Evan. Anybody have any questions for Evan?
Other than, did Did she tell you about the alley?
I haven't been up here today.
I told Johnny.
Oh, you told Johnny?
I told Johnny, but I haven't seen Evan today.
Okay. The alley behind the Catholic church. I had a couple people come and ask me if there's any way you could get some gravel in that alley because it's muddy. Yeah. And they were wanting to know if you could. I said, okay, might as well.
It is a pretty good alley.
Yeah, it is a good alley.
It is. I mean, it goes a long distance and yeah, it is good.
It's really.
All right. Moving on. Unfinished business. Body cameras and tasers. We have some information on that. But Frank, you have something on it?
Yep. So I spoke with our insurance guy. The grants are approved for the equipment on the taser and body camera. Once we get those in, they'll give us a check right away for half of the amount of money. I want to say that's going to total right around the $3,000 range, between $3,000 and $3,200, I want to say. Of course, that doesn't, they're not going to pay for any of the subscriptions or the storage of the, but no grants will. So at this point in time, the taser that in question, that's going to be good for at least 5 years, and the one that we have now is 5 years old, so that just needs to be, you know, shuffled out. And the body cams, I'm talked to almost daily by county for that, and it's very necessary. It's, in my opinion, it's like driving a car without insurance. We really do need them. It can help us in court, and it can certainly take out the he said she said of things, especially with everything that's going on. So I would urge the council to accept the cost of these and allow me to order them.
Yeah. Okay.
I got a question.
Yeah.
What do they do with the old tasers? Is there a place that they go to that
we
surplus or something? Or
we can sell them, but I looked into that and for what they would give us for our current one was just a couple $100. We can still use it,
okay.
But it would be a backup.
Okay, all right.
At this point in time.
Okay.
I mean, we're not here, but
yeah, I figure it's probably like surplus out there or something.
What?
Yeah,
that's what we can do. It's got to be done anyway.
All of this does come with full warranty. Full warranty and training. I did speak with county. They were going to help me out with the body cams, which will also save us money.
This, I mean, the way this looked, what's this? Almost $12,000 from this Axon. What is that?
It's over a certain amount of years. Basically, they break it down into years if you want to pay for them that way. But a lot of it has to do with storage of all the information that's recorded on the body cams. If you look at the prices,
23 through 27.
The equipment's not terribly expensive. It's all the storage that you're mandated to have. You're mandated to have storage. So once we basically record a video, the state says that we have to keep access to that video for up to 2 years. So that's where the cost really comes in. So that's what they're charging us for. That's across the board. I've talked to multiple departments. Most of them are going with Axons. I did check with Farmington, but from what I've heard on Farmington's, there's glitches, there's other things that happen where these are very cut and dry. I talked to Benny with county. He researched multiple different cameras, and this is by far the best one he said to go with. Just for simplicity, everything's accessible right on the internet.
Is this something you turn on and activate, or is it
We turn it on, but here's the benefit of it, and I just found this out. If there is, let's just say, a gunshot that goes on, that camera automatically turns on itself. You don't have to. If there's somebody around me, like say I'm, you know, say county's here or Farmington, or not Farmington, but Canton is here, and their cams turn on, mine will too, even though we're not. So it's all interlinking. So if one person misses it, the other person will get it. So there's a lot of good fail safes on it. And I've talked to the guy at Axon for the last probably 2 months, and I haven't found any issues with the Axon cameras. They're expensive, but they're expensive for a reason.
I was just wondering about the storage payment.
Is the storage done digitally?
I don't have all that information.
I mean, it's not a physical storing of cartridges.
No,
it's all done digitally.
Yeah, it's all digital. Nothing's going to be kept in-house. So everything does go to a different party. It's stored on a cloud for so many
years.
That's
what, yeah, okay.
Yes.
And that's where the expense is.
Correct. And
break it down.
That's why I wondered why, you know, if it was constantly on or automatically activated or...
No, it's not constantly on. Basically, when you dock it, it uploads all your information directly to the site. And the thing that I found too, though, is if we went with a cheaper one, here's what I've been hearing. If you start an agreement on a cloud with somebody that's cheaper, you're mandated for 2 years. So they could up that charge every year if they wanted to, and you would have no choice but to pay it because the state mandates that you hold it for so long.
Yeah. They've all got it figured out where they're going to cost the thing.
Correct. The thing about it is working with county and our other departments, if something happens and we're all on the same page, that way with the county officers that I hired, they can come right into Lewis Town Department, put it on, and know exactly how everything runs.
Yep.
Takes a lot of the guesswork out.
Yep. They activate and run everybody.
Police committee met on this. Is there a recommendation on them? Or?
Brad had no opinion when I talked to him. He believes it's an unfunded mandate. The state says we must use. I've never had any reason to question the police chief's credibility and integrity. If he says it, it happened. In my day, a police officer's word was golden until you give them reason to think otherwise.
What date do we have? It was 2025?
Correct.
That we had to, it's mandatory, mm-hmm. unless they change it, but... Mm-hmm. I know, again, like I said, it is an unfunded mandate.
They bring it down by population. We're in the 2025 population range.
And it's just another cost. They're going to tell you every year, and then they're going to tell you the software is not compatible and you got to get more software. And I mean, it's all a big game to take your money. Mm-hmm. And I just don't see the need.
Well, we probably don't have the money anyway, do we?
Not in my mind, but that's up to you guys.
Well, as far as I'm concerned, I think that, I appreciate all the legwork. That's good. That has to be done because, you know, there's things I didn't know about it. Of course, cost-wise, it's frightening, but it always is frightening, no matter what. But I think it's something that probably ought to go back to the police committee and have them make a recommendation one way or another, up or down, before it goes to the total council. So that's my opinion.
The thing that we got to be aware of, too, is the closer we get to this mandate, does that mean prices are going to go up?
Sure.
Are we going to end up spending more money the longer we wait? Is supply and demand closer to 2025 going to be harder to get? I mean, these are all concerns. I would like to get behind this sooner than later and put more insurance on our officers on the street, because even though it would be nice that the judges and courts would take our information over somebody that's less credible, but that's not always the situation. And I think nowadays, if you can prove it, That'll
just
help us out more in court.
Let's do this. Let's do like Kendall said. Let's wait till Brad gets back. Have a police committee meeting. You, please.
And there's
where we want to put in.
The biggest thing is going to, it's got to be funded. We got to find the funding.
I understand supply and demand and raising the prices and everything, but 2025,
whatever it is.
Who knows? By then, the way things are going right now, there's going to be a lot of changes.
Just like insurance, like you said.
I know one thing we eliminated, we were paying, Worland had us paying $3,000 a year for.
So you have insurance?
I just forgot the name of the company.
Electrical,
and we've eliminated that, which would.
And that's why I say the police committee can look at it and look for funding and find the funding, and if there's funding there, then
I agree with you.
A recommendation.
Until Brad's here, and we'll sit down and we'll have a.
And if you guys need numbers, let me know.
Then they can look at numbers and look at finance and everything else, and. If we got it, we got it. If we don't.
Because that's a big chunk of money.
That's just my opinion.
And that,
that's what you're here for, to give your opinion.
My opinion, my opinion is give you everything you need, but damn it, we shouldn't have to have backup to prove that you're not lying to anybody, because that's your position.
And though I agree, but
oh, I know,
it's a different time.
The corporate you don't know what's going on.
The truth is always the truth.
I understand that.
Okay.
Well, let's just wait a breath back, and we'll get a meeting going before the next city council meeting. Okay.
All right, we're going to table this issue and move on.
Chairman of the police committee back, and then we'll panel.
All right, the visitor center kitchen floor quote, that's tabled also?
Was the tasers already approved, or is that something that...
Oh, I thought it was all the same.
It's all together.
Okay.
I thought it was all the same.
Okay. All right.
Alright, we don't, and nothing for the visitor center floor, we're going to table that one.
Correct.
Yep.
Alright, move on, we have personal property replacement tax to the library, it's what we do every year, right, Cindy?
Yeah, it's money, what was it, 1979 or something like that, they got rid of that, replacement personal property taxes. So this money, and actually this year it doubled because of an act that was passed in 21. So instead of the library getting like 5,000 something, they're getting 12,000 this year.
Imagine that.
Yeah.
12,000. Wow.
It's something about estimated payments on partnerships and S corporations, whatever that is. So they kept questioning me, is that the correct amount? When I was talking back, I'm like, yes, it's the correct amount. I went through the numbers like three times. So then I found my paperwork. It was in the Illinois Municipal book that they actually was going to be doubled this year because of that act that was passed. So they think it might continue again next year, and then it'll level back out again where it was. So, but yeah, something they get every year.
Sorry, we need a
just make a motion.
Motion to approve this.
Yeah. To pay them.
To pay the library their personal property replacement tax.
Motion to approve.
Second.
All right, we have a motion and a second. Roll call vote.
All persons, Holly Clark.
Aye.
Jim Long.
Aye.
Kendall Miller.
Maybe. No. Aye.
John Spotlow.
Aye.
All right. Motion carries. Moving on, it looks like the bills. Everyone had a chance to look at the bills. Anybody have any questions, answers?
I move bills properly in order to be paid.
Second.
Motion and a second. Roll call vote, please.
Alderperson Sally Clark.
Aye.
Jim Long.
Aye.
Kendall Miller.
Aye.
John Spotlow.
Aye.
All right, that's it. Motion carries. Anybody have any other information? If not, we have a motion to adjourn. Meeting adjourned. Good night, everyone. God bless you all.